It is April 24th, 2024.
Today?
Big day today.
So what are you guys planning for today?
Happy birthday today, Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson! She turns 42. She's done very well for herself after winning the first American Idol, man.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to that Justin guy? Remember initially
Justin Guarini?
Yeah, it was Kelly and Justin for a while. They even had a movie, I think, after they won American Idol together.
It bombed and he disappeared.
Happy birthday, Kelly. And hi, Justin, wherever you are. Jaimin Hansu is 60. He's one of those that guys.
Not familiar with him.
He's
Jaimin?
Jaimin Hansu. D-G-I-M-O-N. He's a black guy. The wizard in Shazam. He's in Aquaman. He's in Guardians of the Galaxy, Captain Marvel, Gladiator.
Yeah.
Blood Diamond. He's the main guy next to Leo in Blood Diamond, which was an awesome movie. Furious. He's in one of the Fast and Furious movies. If he's in a movie, it's probably a good movie.
Yeah.
Underrated, though.
I remember from Gladiator, but I never knew his name.
Jaimin.
I don't think I'll remember it by tomorrow, but I'll try. It's got the word Jim right in it.
D-Jim-on.
Yeah.
D-Jim-on. Barbara Streisand is 82 years old. I don't
Speaking
get all,
of South Park.
I don't get all the hype.
You don't get all the hype?
I don't get the Barbara Streisand hype.
I think she peaked in the 70s. Like, she was awesome, and then she was just kind of a celebrity.
50 years ago in 1974, my NFL franchise of favor, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, were established in the NFL. 16 years ago in 2008, Wesley Snipes was convicted of tax evasion and sentenced to 3 years in prison. He began serving his time in December 2010, got out in April of 2013, and got off house arrest in July of 2013.
Wow. Career never quite recovered after that. That's what he became known for.
I will say, I'm glad my taxes are deducted off my paycheck automatically.
Makes things a lot easier.
Because if all that money was in your bank account, it would be tough to pay your taxes.
To physically have to write a check?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm on Snipes' side. I think he was overtaxed. Bull crap.
Always bet on black.
Yeah, I will. Except in court for him.
April 24th today, also 1 month out from May the 24th, May 2-4. You know, the long weekend rarely lands precisely on May 2-4, though. This year's Victoria Day long weekend, if you're planning ahead, is going to be the 18th to the 20th next month. It's Taz and Jim. Do you think you'd be able to break this record? You're always trying to break records, Jim.
Yeah. What do you got?
What do you think of this one? A man broke a world record by ordering a drink at 120 bars in 24 hours.
Holy cow.
69-year-old man in Australia named David Clarkson just broke the world record. 120 different bars in a single day. The previous record was 99. He started at a hotel bar in Sydney, Australia, spent the next 24 hours walking around to 119 more bars around the city. The rules say he has to order a drink at each place and consume at least 125 milliliters of each drink.
Okay, so it's not... I was thinking this guy had to have 120 drinks, and I've pictured him being Andre the Giant to make it happen.
So you need about 4 ounces at each stop of liquid. A third of a beer, basically.
So, all said and done, essentially, you could get away with doing like 40 beers.
And this is ridiculous. This shouldn't even be a record. The drinks don't have to be alcoholic.
Wow, what's the point?
So you could go in there and order a pop? Can I get a pop?
I could beat this one, but I wouldn't even tell anybody. I'd be embarrassed. What's the point?
So if he had a third of a beer at each place, it would have been 40 beers total. But it does look like he ordered a beer at lots of them and then ordered occasionally a water to mix it in. But he did finish a full pint at the final.
Huh.
Restaurant. He did get a beer at most of the places, he says.
I do feel like if I prepared, I could drink 40 beers in 24 hours. I drank a full 2-4 back in the day.
How would you prepare for that?
I would drink. I would work myself up and build up a tolerance for like a couple months.
You still have to be able to walk, or I guess you could Uber as well if you got a little too tipsy.
You have to be servable at each bar, I'm guessing. So if your buddy brought you in a wheelbarrow and said pour it down his throat, I don't think it would count for the good old Guinness people.
You know what you need if you're going to try and break this record? Adult diaper.
Stop trying to make me wear an adult diaper.
We don't want to encourage drinking and driving. Obviously, you know that we are not fans of making that decision. But if you ever did get pulled over and you wanted to try to get out of it, see if this one sticks. See if the officer believes you when you tell him that your body produces its own alcohol. Mm-hmm. It's a rare condition, Jim, but it's real.
It is a real thing. There was a Belgian man who was pulled over. The police pulled him over. And he was slurring. He appeared to be intoxicated, but he swore up and down, "I have not been drinking, officers. You must believe me." So he goes to court, and sure enough, he got off because this Belgian man had got off from his DUI because his body makes its own alcohol. He has a syndrome. It's called Otto Brewery Syndrome.
Of course it is.
ABS. And it's an extremely rare condition whereby the body produces its own alcohol, his lawyer said. It was just another unfortunate coincidence. Her client worked at a brewery.
So he smelled like beer as well.
Well, I don't. It's where you come from. The brewery. Have you been drinking? No. Well, you're slurring. But three doctors independently examined the man and confirmed he had ABS, Otto Brewery Syndrome. Belgian media said in the verdict, the judge emphasized that the defendant, who was not named, but he was free, that he was completely acquitted.
Still, if your body's producing its own alcohol, should you be driving a car?
You should not be. You're still impaired.
I don't think so, yeah.
You're still impaired. People are not born with ABS, but can develop it when they already have another intestine-related condition. Patients can present with symptoms consistent with alcohol intoxication, such as slurred speech, stumbling, loss of motor functions, dizziness and belching. So I wonder if you only eat a certain type of food or something like that, if it's an intestinal thing, that it'll start.
A loaf of bread and it turns it into beer.
Yeah, it'll start fermenting.
And
or
then his buddies hold steins up to his crotch and pour me another one. It's Taz and Jim. We were distracted here reading Drew Carey, yes, the host of the Price is Right's review of Fish, the band Fish at Sphere. We know Fish, trippy band. They've got a major following, not unlike the Grateful Dead. And also, there has been drug use associated with Fish concerts in the past. Tell me if you think Drew Carey was on something when he posted his review of the show on social media, Jim.
Okay.
We have read his comments off the air because I can't.
How are you going to read these?
I got it. I can read some of it. Hashtag fish at the hashtag sphere. This is Drew Carey's official account. "I swear I just talked to God. I would give you all my money, stick my junk in a blender, and swear off making love to women," I guess is what I'll go with for that one. "And swear off making love to women for the rest of my life in exchange for this. Bro, I met God tonight for real. I feel like I just got saved by Jesus, no lie." And then he goes on. Yeah, this one's difficult to convey. He says that the concert, he equates it to, "This must be what it feels like to climax as a female."
Okay.
And he says, "If this is what it feels like to climax as a female, then I'm going to have an operation and become a female so I can feel like this all the time." Guys, the host of The Price is Right. Imagine Bob Barker posting something like
that. And you're kind of beating around the bush, but he's very direct in the words.
Oh, I'm beating around the bush, all right.
Well, it's just...
There's some harsh languages in there.
It's just crazy. Like, it's just like
there's
very
some P words.
To me, like, it sounds either like two things.
There's some P words that aren't fish in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how you spell it. But fish, I'm saying. But It sounds like he's either having a mushroom or acid trip and going with it, or he's mocking someone who is, like maybe something he overheard. Just the fact that he used the word bro, and he's still hashtagging things, like, he can't be serious.
I'm going to just assume he's high.
I think...
AF. High AF.
It sounds like it, but it's just, it's almost like, it's almost too crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, they do chant that all the time on The Price is Right. Higher!
Yeah, okay.
Higher!
I'll try.
Higher!
And now, the winner is... Devin Peacock.
I want to see you peacock. Peacock.
Big game tonight. Scotiabank Arena. You got the Toronto Maple Leafs hosting the Boston Bruins. Game 3 of round 1. Where the heck is William Nylander, Dev? Have you heard anything since Monday?
The Leafs are being real quiet about
still
the status of William Nylander. So it's... it's a little peculiar. I mean, it's not uncommon in the playoffs for there to be cloak and dagger when it comes to injuries. It's basically upper body or lower body, but there's nothing. And either the insiders know and won't say, which is not a huge surprise because the report, like all the reporters from TSN and Sportsnet, they're buddies with all these GMs, and they won't go out like they would in the NBA with Shams and Woj and just like break the news. They're just too...
they don't want to burn any bridges.
Yeah, they're just... They've got
their heads too far up the butts of the GMs. Is that what you're saying?
It's an incestuous relationship.
They don't have the sack, is what I'm saying.
If you knew exactly what was going on, yes, with Nylander, would you say it on the Taz and Jim show?
100%.
So what is it?
I don't know.
Dang.
I think you're just a butt kisser, too. You know, don't you?
Well, speaking of butt kissing, Brad Marchand came out the other day, praised the Leafs. Is this some reverse psychology going on here?
What did he say?
He said they're built...
they're so good.
No, he said they're built different this year. It's a different Leaf team than they've played in previous playoffs. And he was talking about how, you know, tight they've played defensively, their checking, and how difficult it is to get space on the ice. He was very complimentary of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Too complimentary.
I did see they played a clip before the game on Monday night of Marchand in the dressing room pumping up his fellow Bruins players. And it gave me a little more respect for the guy. Like, he's a good team guy. If he was on your team, you'd love him.
Absolutely. Like, there was a clip the other day where, like, he went down and he was from the leg that he was hit on, which was not a bad hit, to the one that when he went down, he was holding the other leg.
Yeah.
Remember that hit on Monday where he just got, like, total European soccer player, yeah, just, he went down.
Now, that does make me hate him again. I don't like him.
All that being said, you know, he's a good guy if he's on your team. All that being said, Jim did post a meme on the Taz and Jim social media accounts this morning of a plastic rat getting caught in a futuristic mouse trap and then it getting spanked repeatedly with a little paddle.
Yeah.
And he wrote the caption, "This is what Leafs fans hope happens to Marchand."
I tagged you in it, David.
A little Leaf logo, a little Bruins logo. If you want to share that with your Leaf or Bruins fan friends, it's up there, Taz and Jim, on social media. What do the Leafs have to do to win this game tonight?
Well, they need Austin Matthews to have another big game. The benefit for the Leafs this time around is the matchups are in their favor. They get last change. They need Mitch Marner, especially if William Nylander is not going to be on the ice. Marner's got to step up. He's got to contribute. And they've got to get something out of their defense. Maybe a little offense, a little goal from their defense would go a long way. Ka-ka!
Time to open that pool, Jim. You opening the pool?
I'm ready, yes. So, not now, but... maybe next week.
Sunday?
Yeah. You?
Yeah, maybe Sunday. I don't know. I think I still have raccoons in my backyard. Because I keep finding a giant feces on the middle of my pool cover.
That's not easy to do. He's crawling out there?
I would assume if a human tried to walk out there, the pool cover would dip down and they'd get a soaker.
True.
So I think it must be some sort of animal.
But it's a perfect spot for your neighbor to just chuck it over the fence and to land there.
Hey, that's right. They could be a thrown feces.
Mm-hmm. That's my guess.
We've also heard a few noises coming from under the deck. I had been catching raccoons and releasing them. I don't know if it's the same ones that came back, but we now think there's a possibility they've had some raccoon babies under there.
Now, I don't mean to sound harsh, but this is why some people don't release them. You know what I mean? Because they've got like internal GPSs, man. You can put a collar on them with a GPS and they will follow the same path, find their way back to where they came from. So if you drop them off within a 5 kilometer radius, they probably made their way back.
Well, I'm thinking I've removed what I assume is raccoon poo from the pool multiple times, and it keeps going back to the same spot and taking another one.
Mm-hmm.
So if I take the pool cover off this weekend, that thing's in for a real surprise when it tries to walk out to its pooping spot. And suddenly it's swimming.
Sure, it's like when you sit down on your toilet and the seat's still up. Holy Christ!
And now, the winner
is Peacock.
I want to see you, Peacock.
You Peacock. You're Peacock. You're Peacock. You're Peacock.
Are you brave enough to let me see your Peacock?
NHL playoff update here with Devin Peacock, our sports guy. Dev, the Rangers, they're looking almost unstoppable. Another win against the Capitals yesterday.
Looking very good. You know, the Washington Capitals had a better second half than their first half, but their goal differential on the year was terrible. In terms of teams going to the playoffs from the regular season, you look at the Capitals, you look at the Islanders as two teams that were really poised to struggle. New York Rangers are the President's Cup winning trophy team this year. They're playing like it. They're up to nothing now. I think Washington's going to be lucky to win a game in this series.
Tampa Bay Lightning in trouble. The series is now 2-0 for the Florida Panthers.
I was watching a bit of this game last night. It's fun to watch Florida and Tampa when you have nothing on the line. Just kind of want them both to beat each other up a little bit here. But Florida looking really good. There was one moment in the game last night, Steven Stamkos in his office just rifled home a shot. There's a lot of speculation about what he's going to do in the offseason, might leave. If I'm Tampa Bay, you got to keep that guy. He's your captain. He's amazing. He proved it last night. Lightning just don't have enough. It's going to be tough for them. They're now down 2-0 against the Florida Panthers. And Bobrovsky last night made an insane save. People were comparing it to Dominic Hasek. It was falling behind with the paddle. Like, it was just an amazing save. If we get playoff Bobrovsky again, watch out.
Oh, Bobrovsky knows how to play net in the playoffs, doesn't he?
He does. He raises his game at the right time for the Panthers and the terrible time for everybody else.
Yeah, he was a thorn in the Leafs' side, the Bruins' side, last playoffs, and he might do it again here. Avalanche tie the series against the Jets. Big win for them.
This was a crazy start to the series for these two teams. You remember the 6-goal first period in game one. The second period really told the story in this one. It was terrible second period for the Winnipeg Jets. Big for the Colorado Avalanche. They could not go back home down 2-0. They had to have that win. They got it. That could be a series that goes 7 games.
5-2 the final score in that game. And then you had the Predators dominant over the Canucks.
Concerning game for the Vancouver Canucks. Demko did not play for the Canucks. His health is in question for the rest of the series. If you are a Vancouver Canucks fan, I'm a little worried because the Nashville Predators got better as the season went along, and now they're going home for game 3 with a little bit of momentum. If they don't have Demko in net, they could be in trouble.
Of course, today, 7 p.m., you got the Bruins in Toronto playing the Leafs. We'll talk about that game a little later in the show. Thanks, Dev.
We're not done with this conversation yet. You just bought a minivan. You're there now.
Yes, I have a family, Jim. This is the progression of life.
You can get an SUV or a car.
I put it off as long as possible. My wife wanted the minivan. She likes that when the vehicle is in the garage, the doors slide open with the kids getting in and out, because we've been dinging doors on the side of the garage. And it's just a matter of time before, you know, a vehicle gets damaged that way. So the doors slide open. There's a lot of room in the back.
Uh-huh.
It's a very practical vehicle, and the family's very excited about it. It was my wife's idea. She might be listening right now in the van.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just like to say, honey, I'm totally on board with being a minivan family, despite what Jim is
saying.
That's
not what you said off the air.
Yes, it is.
I mean, now you've just opened, like, your world is changing. Like, now your kids are, well, your son is in sports, a lot of sports. Like, now you've just opened yourself up to carpool dad. Now, like, I get that it's handy, but now you can't say no.
To give another kid a ride? Well, that's kind of the point. There's, like, Grayson's hockey team. There's other families who have minivans.
Yeah, perfect. Not you.
And they've been giving Grayson rides and taking him after games and practices. And we'd like to be able to repay the favor sometimes and be able to fit some extra passengers in our vehicle.
Hmm. Okay.
And it would be really cool. Like, a boys' trip, we can go, like, to a concert or something.
That is sweet. When your wife picks you and your drunk friends up in the van.
Yeah, I don't know if she's going to be doing that.
Can we go through McDonald's drive-thru? There's like 7 orders you got to do.
Can we get 9 Happy Meals, please? No, I think it'll be great. Although there are some people who are ripping me here on the text line.
Yeah, yeah. All the nicknames are coming out. Oh my God, Taz, you bought a diaper Viper. Taz now has a loser cruiser.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I never thought I'd see the day Taz was driving a soccer shuttle. That's soccer it. That shuttle. That is the team sports.
It is like a shuttle, though. A minivan's kind of like a spaceship on wheels.
This is what every minivan owner says to sound cooler. Oh, man, you got to see all the features. It's like a spaceship in there. That's what they all say.
It's like the Millennium Falcon.
No, it's not. I have a few buddies who have done it.
Wait till you see how fast I do the Kessel Run in this thing.
I had a few buddies who did it, and they were in their late 20s. So at least, like, it's a little less wild. Like, when you're a 20-year-old guy who's like, holy cow, I'm already a van man.
Uh-huh.
That's a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, I didn't surrender until I absolutely had to.
When you don't have to pretend you're cool.
I'm not cool. You guys all know. You listen to the show. You know I'm not cool anymore. Used to be super cool, though.
Back when I had a sedan.
I'm very happy about the minivan. Thank you, Jim, for being so supportive
venture. Hey, I am, but it's a funny, it's a funny moment in life.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't heard the last of this from you.
Nope.
Lay it out for us, Jim. You were at a friend's birthday the other day, and you overheard a conversation that got a little dramatic.
Yeah, a friend of a friend who I just met that night, never met him before, was looking at his phone. This is around 10, 11 p.m., and he goes to my buddy, okay, she's going to be here in 20 minutes. Don't tell her. And I'm thinking to myself, don't tell her what? Like, this guy got herpes or something like that? What is he talking about? So I'm like kind of overhearing the conversation. So what I picked up was that this girl he has been texting, I think he met her on Tinder or something like that, hasn't went on a date with her yet, but she was showing up to this restaurant and she doesn't know that he has 2 kids. I don't know the story behind it, if he was married, but he does have 2 kids and she's not aware of it yet. So she was going to show up. And my buddy knows the situation.
This is going to be the first time this girl met him in public with his friends.
From what I can tell.
And
yes.
He's like, don't ruin this for
don't
me.
Bring
Do not
up.
Bring up the fact I have children.
It's going to be weird. So I was like, well, obviously I won't. I don't know this guy. I don't know her. So I don't know. They eventually left together.
That's good.
I don't know what happened, if they just carpooled. But as soon as they did, my other buddy's wife was very disappointed in us, and she goes, I can't believe you didn't tell her that he has kids. We're like, it's not our business. We don't know. I don't know what their situation is. It's not my response. It's especially not my responsibility. I'm just an observer. But it made me think.
Imagine you did just blurt out, he's got 2 kids. Yeah. Like, what do you want me to do?
But it is an interesting thought. It did get me thinking. We were kind of like talking about it, like around the circle, just having some drinks. And it is interesting because when are you obligated to tell somebody that you have kids?
Oof.
I would say
Sooner than later.
I would say definitely. I don't think it's illegal. I don't know. There's just like, there's worse moves. I would say, in my opinion, you should for sure tell them before you sleep with them. I don't think you're a scumbag until you get to the point where it's actually getting serious and you're like having sex with them or actually starting a relationship.
It's situational. If this gal specifically told him she doesn't want to date someone with kids, she never wants to have kids, if kids have already been discussed and he just kind of during that conversation nods his head and says, oh, yeah, you don't? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But he never brings up that the fact that he has kids?
Yeah.
Then that is deceptive.
Yeah, I mean...
But if the topic has never come up and he just doesn't know how she's going to react to the news that he has two kids...
Yeah.
Then that's different. If he thinks that maybe he needs to put that off as long as he can, telling her that news, because he's going to win her over with his charms... And by the time I tell her I have two kids, she's going to be so in love with me, it won't matter.
And his defense, that is kind of, I don't blame anybody for thinking that way. Again, if it goes on for too long and there's a bunch of deceptiveness going on. But like, really, it must be hard dating people when you have kids. And that's got to be the first, to bring it up as the first thing might shy some people away.
Yeah.
But if you do get to know somebody, maybe you, and you're like, this person is cool. You could overlook the fact that they have kids.
If you're just looking to practice the act of making kids without actually making any, then whatever, right?
Nothing sexier than putting it that way.
Talking about Jim at a party on the weekend. A guy had a girl that he likes coming to meet him. And he told the group, please, nobody tell her I have kids. We're talking about when you... should tell someone you're interested in that you have children if you do. And we're getting a lot of these. Hey, I'm a divorced dad with two kids. I put in my dating profile that I have kids. There's no sense in wasting anyone's time. Kids change everything when you're looking for a new partner. That's from Will. Good luck, Will, with your search for love. Here's my opinion. This is another text. Here's my opinion. If you're looking for a Friday night hot pocket, then it shouldn't matter if you have kids. Or if you disclose it. But if you plan on making a relationship out of it, then you must disclose it over the first cup of coffee.
I agree with everything but the hot pocket. That's the first. I mean, it was so classy after that.
If you're calling it a Friday night hot pocket, I hope you don't have kids.
Here's one. My biological dad didn't disclose that he had kids until after he had moved in with my ex-stepmother. Really set a great tone for how she thought it was okay to treat us.
Can you blame her in that situation, though?
No, that's a bit of a surprise.
I'm not a fan of evil stepmothers. Not at all.
No.
However, I think in this case, being an evil stepmother may be justified because she didn't think she was getting into becoming a stepmother.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine you move in with somebody and they're like, hey, this is my daughter, Cinderella. What? When? Where?
They start unloading the moving truck and there's all like little plastic toys. And, where is this stuff going? Oh, it's for my four kids that I didn't tell you about.
Glad to know I'm not the only single mom who puts it all out there, but my dating profile, I waste no time. My phone number's on there. My disability is disclosed. My status as a single mom. I still get shallow idiots who have no respect for boundaries, my time, or my lifestyle. Who knows? I've been searching for 10 plus years. Well, we wish you the best.
Hey, Taz and Jim.
Hi, this is Casey. I was just listening to Jim's dilemma thing about the single father.
Yeah.
I'm a single mom and older. I disclose that right away out of the gate because I don't have time to waste on somebody who might flip-flop back and forth just to get into bed.
Are you online dating?
I did do online dating.
Is it in your profile?
And I found that as soon as I... Pardon?
Is it in your dating profile or is it just something you say when you first start talking to somebody?
No, it's in my dating profile.
Okay.
As well.
That's smart.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Cut to the point.
Exactly. It's like if you don't have time for a single mom with kids or a single parent with kids, then move to the next person. Ultimately, this world is too short and life is too short to live like that. So no games, just right out of the gate.
Have you found your person yet?
No. I find that the dating pool is very shallow in regards to just wanting to be in bed. So it's not like back in the day.
You mean dating, to practice the art of making kids without actually making anybody?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.